Verse 13 again. To the end, he, that is the Lord Jesus, may establish your hearts unblameable in holiness before God, even our Father, at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ with all his saints. Now, this would seem to indicate, and I think most schools agree, that the saints are going to come with Christ when he comes to the earth to establish his kingdom. If you disagree with that, well, I'm not going into that area at all. But I think most would agree with that. But this would seem to indicate that he doesn't reward them until that time that he comes to the earth to establish his kingdom. And many of us believe that we come before the judgment seat of Christ before that. That is, that when he takes the church out of the world enters the great tribulation period, and then he comes at the end of the great tribulation period. And so the question naturally arises here, when is he going to present us unblameable in holiness before God? Here, is it when he takes the church out, or will it be at the time he comes to the earth to establish his kingdom? And it depends on this expression here, at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ with all his saints. Now, this word coming is a very interesting word. It is translated sometimes by one Greek word, sometimes by a second, sometimes by a third. One of the words that's used is epiphany. Epiphania is the Greek word. We get our word epiphany from it. Actually, the first coming of Christ was an epiphany. We are told the grace of God that bringeth salvation hath appeared. There's the word right there. When he came the first time, it was a shining through. That's actually what the word means. A breaking through and a shining through of the Lord. And he came in person 1900 years ago as a little baby, Bethlehem. And that was an epiphany. His presence, you see, as he came into the world. And by the way, it's a great word. And it can be used of either the coming of Christ the first time, or can be used for his coming to take the church out of the world, or to establish his kingdom, because actually all three will be a breaking through, a shining through, or the presence of the Lord Jesus. Then there's a second word that's used, apokalypsis. Well, that's the word that's used in the book of Revelation. That's the name of the book, Revelation. And the word in the Greek is apokalypsis. It means the unveiling. And therefore, when he came 1900 years ago, you couldn't quite call that an unveiling, because his glory was veiled in human flesh. And just as in the tabernacle of old, the Shekinah glory was back in the Holy of Holies, and only the high priest went there. And when the Lord Jesus was here before, his glory did not show forth. It was in human flesh. Now, when he comes again, it will shine forth. And so that word is used for his second coming. Now, the third word that's used, and that's the word that's used here, is parousia. And that really means just the presence. It's a word that's made up of the verb to be, that is ousia, and para means along. It means to be present. In fact, that's the best word for to be present. Now, it's commonly translated, of course, as the coming of Christ, as it is translated here. And it means presence. And actually, that's about all that it does mean. And you have it, and I think probably I ought to turn to another reference, over in the second chapter of Philippians, 12th verse, we're told, wherefore, my beloved, as ye have always obeyed, not as in my presence only, but now much more in my absence. And there is the word there, the presence. That is, Paul was present. Now, what does this word coming, a presence, mean here? Well, when someone is coming, we always speak of it as his presence. For instance, I was introduced, and the pastor that introduced me says, we're thankful for the coming of Dr. McGee. Well, friends, I wasn't coming at that time. I was sitting down on the platform. But that's the way we use it. He was happy that I had come and I had driven down from Los Angeles, you see. Now, we are going to be present with the Lord Jesus at the very moment that we caught up to meet the Lord in the air. Now, he'll take us home to glory, to the place that he's prepared for us. And this word coming here doesn't necessarily refer specifically to the coming of Christ with his saints to the earth, but rather the coming to heaven when they'll be in the presence of the Father. And I think that we have that thought back in the second chapter that we had at verse 19. For what is our hope, our joy, our crown of rejoicing? Are not even ye in the presence of our Lord Jesus at his coming? Literally, before our Lord Jesus in his presence. You see here that it has that particular meaning. And it means that we will be in his presence at that particular time. And it does not refer specifically to his coming. He's already taken his church out of the world, and we are in his presence. I think that that should be made clear, because there are some that have made a great deal of this here, not recognizing the meaning of this particular word that is used here.